So, yes, opening day. A couple of days away here on Thursday. Matt Johnston and I were talking off air. Wouldn't it be nice if Major League Baseball would allow the Tigers to delay opening day to Friday?
Yeah.
When the weather's going to be much nicer.
Yeah, right.
You know, they build in that off day after the first day just in case there's rain out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's no threat of rain. And Thursday's forecast, while going to be dry, it's going to be a bit brisk, shall we say. Especially compared to Friday.
Yeah, it would be about a 10-degree difference, yeah. Right?
And I'm not sure what the wind's going to be doing, but even that, 10 degrees would be welcome, I'm sure, for many.
Well, let me tell you, those trying to escape some of that weather on opening day, it won't be quite the party you're used to in Detroit. Many popular drinking spots near Comerica Park will be closed when the Tigers open their season Thursday, and several bars and restaurants have shut down for good, while others still haven't reopened since coronavirus restrictions were put in place. So you won't be able to get into some of those favorite haunts to escape the weather.
Well, it'll be opening day, regardless of the weather.
Right.
Now, as much as what you just talked about, Dave, of some of the things that are going on, baseball itself is actually ready to open itself up more from COVID restrictions.
Yeah, we're going to have, what, over 8,000 people at Comerica?
Yeah, well, even beyond that, the teams themselves are going to find themselves, as long as, here's the key, as long as they are vaccinated. And that's the key. New protocols applying to teams and players who have been fully vaccinated. For example, family and household members who are vaccinated are now going to be permitted to stay with the players in hotel rooms.
Oh, really?
It won't be a complete family separation. And individuals who are vaccinated will have the option to decrease testing to twice a week using saliva tests.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fully vaccinated individuals who have been in close contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19 will no longer need to quarantine as long as they don't show symptoms.
Yeah.
Because it used to be what? The automatic. Doesn't matter. You were there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, quarantine. Like they're still doing that now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Again, you still
right.
have to be fully vaccinated for all this to happen.
Right.
Players and staff members who are vaccinated will no longer be required to wear masks in gatherings in hotel rooms and indoor spaces. Masks will not be mandated in the dugout, bullpen, or weight room, again, for fully vaccinations. Vaccinated individuals will be able to meet with anyone outdoors instead of just household and family members. Players will be permitted to appear at in-person sponsorship or marketing events, provided that those events have health and safety protocols in place. They can now attend indoor religious services, although outdoor services are still recommended. Family members and guests of players and staff will no longer be required to sit in pods at games. They'll be able to mingle with other spectators.
Well, quite a few changes.
And the big one, of course, my favorite one, I mean, to know that this is all getting back to where Major League Baseball wants to be, card playing will now be allowed back on planes and buses as long as no unvaccinated individual is within two rows of the fully vaccinated card playing that's going on.
Is that still happening?
Years ago, that used to be the big thing.
Yeah, I just don't know the younger generations. They're playing cards.
I don't know.
I mean,
it's in here, so it must be going on. Or maybe some of the older players. I don't know, but wasn't that some of the legendary stories, especially when they used to travel on trains, for example?
Right.
You know, pass the time of playing these big card games.
Right.
I suspect they now sit there with their electronic devices playing the games.
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe that's how they're playing cards. You play some online poker or something. I don't know.
Now, in order for all this to open up, though, did I read that they've got to reach 85%? Of the players and league to be vaccinated? Is that what I'm reading?
Yeah, okay. That's a good,
but
good
point they're not,
to make, too.
This is not mandatory. They're just strongly encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Exactly. My guess is you're going to find, and I don't know what the way that a lot of the vaccinations are now being made available to more of a wide range of age groups, shall we say, that more of the athletes will have a chance to get vaccinated, you know, because for a while, I mean, let's face it, athletes are, you know, it was 50 plus. What 50 plus athlete do you have out
there?
You
correct. Know? Right.
Gordie Howe years ago might have been able to get vaccinated, but now, but with more of the restrictions being lifted. Because there were stories going around, weren't there? And I'm trying to remember, or maybe just talk speculation of if athletes were going to receive some kind of special dispensation, and people are like, why? What makes them special? You know, a lot of athletes are saying, I don't want to be put in this situation where just because I'm an athlete, I get to have a chance to get vaccinated before you.
Right.
You understand the perception and how that might look. But
and the MLB is encouraging also the players to get vaccinated when they get to their home cities, right? If they're allowed, if they're allowed to get them, right? They're not getting them down in Florida or Arizona. Right,
I had not heard that, so that could be the case.
I think that was another right. So, which would be convenient for the Tigers since Ford Field is open right now, giving out
vaccinations.
Go right next door. When it gets opened up, although didn't I read that Mayor Duggan in Detroit? Isn't he opening everything up to 16 and older now to get the shots?
Yeah,
yes.
I think they just was that came out yesterday.
That.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's encouraging to hear that for those in the Detroit area.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, I mean, this is a sign of things getting back to normal once this can happen. So that'd be nice.
So there you
especially
go.
For the card games and the card sharks out there.
That's exactly that's what I was fascinated by. I got to do more research on that to find out just what the card game situation is in Major League. Again, since it was referenced, it must be something that was pretty important.
Right. So I'd assume, soon I think we're going to get some news out of the NFL on how they're going to run this whole thing. They are planning, I think, on having full stadiums.
Well,
when the fall rolls around.
When you think about it, that would be the next big sports season because basketball and hockey winding down right now.
Well, by early summer, most everybody that is willing to get one should be vaccinated.
Yeah,
so it should help a lot and turn things around.
Right.
Of course, you'll continue to hear the news stories, the monitoring that goes on, and hopefully it's all successful. So for baseball, though, apparently opening day is more than just opening day.